American Language Course, Tape 1209B.
Listen to the following conversation. I'm looking forward to next weekend. I'm flying to Chicago.
Isn't that a long trip for a weekend?
Oh, we have a long weekend this week. Friday is a holiday. I don't have to go to school.
Maybe I can go to town on Friday. I want to buy some things.
You can't buy much on a holiday. Most people don't work then. Stores, banks, post offices, and schools close on holidays.
Does anyone work on holidays?
A few doctors and dentists work on holidays. Also, restaurants and a few other businesses stay open. Bus drivers and taxi drivers work on these days, too. They have other days free, though.
Are there many holidays?
We have several holidays. In the winter, we celebrate Christmas. In the summer, there's the 4th of July. Labor Day and Thanksgiving come in the fall.
Do you celebrate all these holidays the same way?
No, we do different things for different holidays. People celebrate the 4th of July with picnics. On Thanksgiving, everyone eats a lot. And on Christmas, we give each other presents.
It sounds like all of you enjoy the holidays.
Now, let's do it again and repeat what we hear. I'm looking forward to next weekend. I'm flying to Chicago.
Isn't that a long trip for a weekend?
Oh, we have a long weekend this week. Friday is a holiday. I don't have to go to school.
Maybe I can go to town on Friday. I want to buy some things.
You can't buy much on a holiday. Most people don't work then. Stores, banks, post offices, and schools close on holidays.
Does anyone work on holidays?
A few doctors and dentists work on holidays. Also, restaurants and a few other businesses stay open. Bus drivers and taxi drivers work on these days, too. They have other days free, though.
Are there many holidays?
We have several holidays. In the winter, we celebrate Christmas. In the summer, there is the 4th of July. Labor Day and Thanksgiving come in the fall.
Do you celebrate all these holidays the same way?
No, we do different things for different holidays. People celebrate the 4th of July with picnics. On Thanksgiving, everyone eats a lot. And on Christmas, we give each other presents.
It sounds like all of you enjoy the holidays.
We'll now study the new vocabulary we use in this conversation. Listen to these words and sentences, and then repeat them. Look forward to.
We look forward to the holidays. Are you looking forward to your vacation? Yes, I'm looking forward to it very much.
Weekend.
We don't go to school on the weekend. What are you doing this weekend? Saturday and Sunday make up a weekend.
Enjoy.
Did you enjoy the party? We all enjoy holidays. Which holiday do you enjoy most?
Holiday.
Most people do not work on holidays. Do you always enjoy holidays? We don't have many holidays in this country.
Bank.
I keep my money in the bank. We go to the bank to cash our checks. In which bank do you keep your money? Dentist.
A dentist works on teeth. The dentist fixes your teeth. Do you know a good dentist here?
Business.
Stores and banks are businesses. This drugstore has a lot of business. We don't have many businesses here.
Free.
When we have a free day, we don't work. I have Friday free. When do you have a free day?
Picnic.
We enjoy picnics when the weather is good. On a picnic, we eat in the woods. Do you like to go on picnics in the summer? Let's now practice putting words together to form sentences. We will then repeat the sentences in the different tenses. Repeat what you hear.
Doctors. Many doctors. Dentists. Many dentists. Many doctors and dentists have important jobs. Many doctors and dentists had important jobs. Many doctors and dentists have had important jobs. Many doctors and dentists will have important jobs.
Banks. Many banks. There are many banks in large cities. there were many banks in large cities. There have always been many banks in large cities. There will always be many banks in large cities.
Holidays. On holidays. Close. Offices close. On holidays, most offices close. On holidays, most offices closed. On holidays, most offices have closed. On holidays, most offices will close.
Enjoy. We enjoy. The holidays. All the holidays. We enjoy all the holidays. We enjoyed all the holidays. We've enjoyed all the holidays. We'll enjoy all the holidays.
But. Some people work, but others don't. Some people work on holidays, but others don't. Some people worked on holidays, but others didn't. Some people have worked on holidays, but others haven't. Some people will work on holidays, but others won't.
Look forward to. Look forward to our vacations. We look forward to our vacations. We looked forward to our vacations. We have looked forward to our vacations. We'll look forward to our vacations.
Now we'll listen to some statements and then some questions about these statements. Answer the questions, then repeat the correct responses. Example. Everybody enjoys holidays. Who enjoys holidays?
Everybody enjoys holidays. Everybody enjoys holidays.
Many people do not have to work on holidays. Who doesn't have to work on holidays?
Many people do not have to work on holidays.
Some people have to work on holidays. Who has to work on holidays?
Some people have to work on holidays.
Stores close on holidays. When do stores close?
Stores close on holidays.
Christmas and New Year's Day are important holidays. What are important holidays?
Christmas and New Year's Day are important holidays.
People celebrate the 4th of July with picnics. How do people celebrate the 4th of July?
People celebrate the 4th of July with picnics.
Now we'll practice using some mass and count nouns in sentences. Listen to these sentences and repeat them. Do many people live in this house?
Yes, a lot of people live in this house. Yes, many people live in this house. 25 people live in this house.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have a lot of children. Yes, I have many children. I have 10 children. I study many hours every night. My friend studies only a few hours every night. There wasn't any news on the radio. There wasn't much news on the radio. There wasn't a lot of news on the radio. There was some news on the TV. Did you eat some apples yesterday? Did you eat any apples yesterday? Did you eat a lot of apples yesterday? Did you eat a few apples yesterday? Did you eat many apples yesterday? Did they eat some fruit yesterday? Did they eat a lot of fruit yesterday? Did they eat a little fruit yesterday? Did they eat any fruit yesterday?
Are radios very expensive?
Yes, a few radios are very expensive. Yes, many radios are very expensive. Yes, a lot of radios are very expensive. Yes, some radios are very expensive. He doesn't have any time to help me. He doesn't have much time to help me. He doesn't have a lot of time to help me. He has a little time to help me. He has some time to help me.
Note that we use many and a few with count nouns, a little and much with mass nouns, and a lot of, any, and some with both. Here are some sentences with both direct and indirect objects. Practice using them. Mrs. Johnson often buys the children toys. Mrs. Johnson often buys toys for the children. We give our families presents at Christmas. We give presents to our families at Christmas. I I'll get her a radio next week. I'll get a radio for her next week. John showed Susan his new watch. John showed his new watch to Susan. Will you please pass me the bread? Will you please pass the bread to me? Henry writes Jane a letter every night. Henry writes a letter to Jane every night. Frank told his friend an interesting story. Frank told an interesting story to his friend. Should I buy you this radio? Should I buy a radio for you? Would you show Bill a picture of your home? Would you show a picture of your home to Bill? We'll now read a few short sentences. Remember what they say. We'll then ask you some questions about these sentences. Robert wants to go downtown tomorrow. He wants to buy a few things. But the stores will be closed tomorrow. It's a holiday. Robert buys his things in the drugstore. It is not closed on a holiday. Now, listen to these questions. Answer them, and then repeat the correct response. Example. Where does Robert want to go?
Robert wants to go downtown. Robert wants to go downtown.
When does Robert want to go downtown?
Robert wants to go downtown tomorrow.
Why does he want to go downtown?
He wants to buy a few things.
Will the stores be closed tomorrow?
Yes, the stores will be closed tomorrow.
Why will the stores be closed tomorrow?
It's a holiday.
Where does Robert buy his things?
Robert buys his things in a drugstore.
Isn't the drugstore closed on holidays?
No, the drugstore isn't closed on a holiday.
This is the end of tape 1209B.